George has contacted the program on something totally different. Good morning to you, George.
Morning, Vinny.
How are you?
Oh, burying up under the strain's rough.
Are you? I'm tired myself. And you know what? Are you a country man, George?
No.
Right, so you can't.
I'm a townie.
You're a townie.
You're a country man.
I am a country man at heart, and I kind of live in the country now again, although I lived in Belfast in the city for a long time. But can you, well, maybe someone listening can help me with slurry. Right, we were out filming yesterday in Catesbridge. Is that near Banbridge? Yes. We were out filming for the TV show, and we were filming with slurry tankers. And the smell, like, you get used to it after a while when you're out there. You get these wafts off it, and you think no one has appeared on set, but he hadn't. But then when you leave, I can't get rid of the smell. So I've washed all my clothes. I've changed my clothes and I've had two showers, but when I go near heat, if I go inside and I get warm, or if I'm in the car and I turn the blower on, then the smell seems to return. It must be in your pores.
You never know. Maybe you've eaten some of it.
No, I didn't eat any of it. I'm pretty sure I didn't eat any of it. But it's stinking. So if you've any suggestions of how to get rid of it, because it just keeps returning and it's really off-putting. Anyway, George, that's not why you rang in.
No.
What's happened?
I was doing a bit of house clearance yesterday, and I have a little van, a light van, and a friend, a neighbour, helped me load it up, and we went down to the Hollywood, the local recycling, or the dump, whatever you like to call it, and they wouldn't let me into the yard because it was in a van.
So were you clearing your own house or your friend's?
No, my own house.
And you have your own van? And what did they say when you got to the dump?
Oh, immediately, fella. No, you can't get that van in here. You have to get it out. Now, I couldn't understand. I said, what are you talking about? I said, no, sir. I says, it's not commercial waste now. It's just from the house. Doesn't matter, sir. You're not allowed. He says, you have to go outside. So anyway, lucky enough, as I say, the friend came with me. We drove outside, parked on double yellow lines, which is illegal because the only place you could park. And we were able and allowed manually to empty the van into the skip.
So if you drove up to the dump in your van and they said you can't bring the van in, but if you park it outside, you can carry the stuff in and put it in the dump.
Yep.
So it's the same stuff from the same van. You just have had to carry it a few metres from outside.
And I couldn't do it myself because I'm just after having heart surgery and stuff. And I've been told, not to do anything like that.
What kind of stuff was it?
Oh, it was just bags, a bit of waste paper, cardboard boxes, just generally household waste. Nothing, big, nothing unusual.
And if you carry it in, it's fine, but you can't drive it in because...
No, you can't drive it in. Now, if I had a trailer on the back, I checked up the legislation, if I had a single wheel trailer, I could have drove into the yard with the single wheel trailer and emptied it out of the trailer, but under no conditions, whether you know this or not, you're not allowed to open your van doors.
Now, we did go to the council. A spokesperson said, due to substantial misuse of the council's household recycling centres for trade and commercial waste disposal purposes, access conditions were introduced for householders who wish to enter sites using vans or large trailers. So that's basically you.
Yeah.
So even though you said this is from my house, this is not commercial or trade, I just have cleared my house. I happen to have a van, and as you would do when you have a van, you put the stuff in it. Whereas if you put that in the back of your car, it would have been fine.
Yeah, but it was filthy and dirty in your car. And by the way, I don't have a car, but if I had a car, I wouldn't have used it because, it's going to dirty my boot.
Of course. They go on to say that obviously this is to bring a van or a large trailer in. This requires householders to obtain an access permit to demonstrate residency in the borough and to confirm the type of waste they are bringing.
Yes.
Goodness. So obviously, there's a bit of forward planning with the council. If you want to be able to bring your van in, they want to know what you're bringing and that you live in that area. You've not just come from out... So you can understand, to be fair to the council, where they're coming from.
Yes, they do.
Did you know you needed a permit?
No.
And did they mention that when you were there?
Oh, yes. I've got the Rad Act. I have it. And also I checked with a friend after it who had a similar problem, right? And this is hearsay, though. She's still waiting for her permit. She applied for it a fortnight ago and hasn't heard a thing.
Well, I have no idea how long it takes. They go on to say pedestrian access to some sites may be permitted where it is safe to do so, and if a householder has not obtained your permit, then they may elect to carry an item off their household waste into the site instead, which is exactly what you had. So what's your message to the council? Because they're obviously saying, look, people misuse this. So there are some people that would bring trade and commercial waste in, and then you know there's not enough room, they're saying, for the likes of yourself, the household and the household waste.
Oh, no, I would totally agree with them. There's a lot of people would abuse it. I see it every day of the week. But I'm a householder. I don't have a car. My only method to take any household rubbish I may have is in my small van down, and I'm not allowed to do it.
Are you going to apply for a permit for the future?
No.
Why?
I couldn't be bothered. It's too much hassle. I'll get them to come up to the door and they'll have to send two men up in a van.
But there are the rules, though, George.
Oh, aye, but it doesn't suit me. I'm not well. I'm not able to do these sort of things. But also, I did check with them and told them. I said, look, if I need bulk rubbish taken away, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, yes, give us a bell and we'll send someone up and take it away. So that's...
So they would have collected what you dropped off from your house. Is that right?
Yeah, I think they would have, yeah, if I'd have said to them.
I didn't know. I didn't realise you did that. I thought it had to be in a bidding.
Oh. No, not as far as I know. You can't.
Okay.
I don't know whether you got the paperwork. It's quite complicated, but think about it. I can drive in the van as long as I don't open the doors of the van and I take the rubbish out of a trailer which I have behind the van.
You know what you could do, George? You could just bring it to the BBC and put it in the back of Nolan's car. He'd never notice. I've just noticed under the desk here, the shoes that he came in wearing yesterday are still here. So the question is, what did he leave in? And that means, as he's done it before, he left in his socks. Robert has rang in about this. Robert, good morning to you.
Hi, Dave. And I see where that gentleman's staying there. Yes, that is right. The council will come out, but they'll charge him for coming out and lifting the waste. I think it's about £15 for six items.
Does it matter how big the six items are?
I'm not too sure, but at the end of the day, the way we're looking at it is, I'm a contractor doing driveways and all this here, but if we have maybe two wheelbarrows of stuff left over, I'm working for an 80-year-old woman. I have to get that woman to go to Bangor, they apply for that licence, they allow me in, and hopefully 3 days' time.
And do you have to pay for that licence, or is there any process?
No, not at the minute. No, there's not. Now, what all this come about was, they wanted to save £1.4 million, so that apparently, from the recycling centre. But what they're not factoring in, and maybe a Freedom of Information Act will tell you, they're not factoring in the amount of fly tipping has been through the roof around here.
Around where?
The North Down area.
Well, do you know what? It's not. I mentioned this yesterday on the programme with Stephen. You know, I live in the North Belfast area, and if you go out into the countryside, the fly tipping is horrendous. It literally gets worse every time you drive up that road. And it's not just the odd wee bit of rubbish speckled here and there.
Trailer loads.
It looks like trailer loads. And it's like a stream on the side of the road where it is just a stream. It's maybe like a metre high where the rubbish is just strewn the whole way up. And then you get plastic and you get bin bags full of stuff.
Yep.
I watched a man, I think it was, in a car. He did a U-turn in the road ahead of me. And I thought, what is he doing? And as he U-turned, he opened the door and threw out a bin bag. Now, this is last year. But and it was in the middle of the day, in broad daylight, and he opened the door as he U-turned on the road and threw out a bin bag into the middle of the road and drove off. There was no concern from him about anyone getting caught or any... You know, it just seemed that he had no responsibility for what he was doing. And that must happen a lot.
We were sorting all the waste out into the different bins, i.e. rubble, wood, plastic, etc., general waste. Now that when the public are coming in, having to come in themselves, they're just throwing it into one bin. So that is adding more cost because they're having to sort all the waste. So that they and all that there. And they won't tell you this here in their figures. Then, we've brought the amount down by X amount of pound and all this here, but they're not factoring all the other issues into it.
Well, I don't know a lot about that, but again, to be fair to the council, people are misusing the service, in this case, trade and commercial.
Them,
they have to do something to try and tackle that. The problem is, this is now affecting the non-trade.
We asked them to give us a hologram for our window screens, saying that we are actually contractors from the North Down area. We live in the area. We're doing work for people mainly around that area anyway. If you have that on your van, then you're not coming out from another borough to dump waste. It was so simple to do, and well, they ignored it.
Maybe that's something to look at. Mervyn in Hollywood. Good morning, Mervyn. Just very quickly.
Right, Mervyn Mack in Hollywood.
Hello, of Mervyn course, Mack.
Because there's Norm Mervyn phones in. Right, anyhow, don't they? And what they call it, that if you get the council out, the lift, say you've got new street and you were, the old one.
Yes.
Not there. The money, if they come out, to charge you £15.
Is that not cheap? Like, if you went to hire a van and bring that somewhere yourself, that would cost you more than £15.
Of course it would. But the thing is, you could lie in your front garden for a month.
It could do.
That's anyway. The problem, you know. But what I've done before in Hollywood, I park outside for six or seven cars hanging in there, you know.
Yes.
You're waiting on them to come out, you get in. So okay. I just park outside and carry stuff.
All right, we need to leave it at that. George, thank you. And Mervyn Mack in Hollywood, thank you as well.